finally today to Israel and the local version of the X Factor. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Boy, she's a 4.5 foot tall, 47-year-old Filipina. Daniela Cheslow has her story.
Rose Fastanis came to Israel 6 years ago from Manila to work as a caregiver. In her current job, she takes care of a 50-year-old ailing woman in Tel Aviv. But Rose also had a long buried dream of singing.
I tell to myself that I'm not always winning because I'm short and I'm fat. I'm not beautiful, so I don't have a whole package to be a star and a singer.
But now, thanks to her unexpected success on the Israeli X Factor, hers is a dream come true. Not just for her personally, but for all the other 40,000 Filipino migrant workers in Israel. They've been cheering for Rose all the way. Rose got her start at Mommy's Place, a karaoke bar in South Tel Aviv. And that's where best friend Angie Robles was during last night's final show, watching and voting for Rose over and over again via text message.
Yes, I'm sending 50 times as much as I can. Israelis can see us only as caregivers or cleaning houses. That's it. And now with Rose, I hope it will change.
Rose was one of four finalists last night. The others were a religious young songwriter, a blonde 19-year-old singer, and a rock band. The host, supermodel Bar Raffaelli, interviewed each contestant before the show, including Rose, of course.
So your brothers and sisters in the Philippines, they know that you're doing the X Factor in Israel?
Yeah, I want them to witness what's happening to me. I miss them like crazy.
Cheryl Savagan, another Filipina at the karaoke bar in Tel Aviv, dried her eyes as she watched.
I know that story that she worked hard for 20 years. She's supporting her family and she was away with her family and her loved ones.
Then Rose got on for her solo. The song she chose, Frank Sinatra's My Way. It seemed written for her, a Filipino migrant worker who at age 47 set out to achieve her lifelong goal.
Rose is so fantastic. The performance is great, excellent.
That's Cheryl Savagan again. She's not surprised by Rose's natural talent.
Yeah, everybody, all Filipino loves karaoke. Yeah, even in the house, my parents do it also. My nephew is only, I think, 7 years old. He knows how to sing very good. We were born like that, I think.
As the show last night reached its climax, the Filipino crowd at Mommy's Place could hardly contain its excitement. Nelly Roliera buried her face in her hands. Are you nervous?
A little bit, because I'm so excited to know.
And finally, a fairy tale ending for Rose.
Of course, we are so proud and we are happy because we have a talent. We have a talent. Even we are Filipino, we're so proud. That's it.
Like all X Factor winners around the globe, Rose Fastanis now gets the chance to professionally record an album. She has at least 40,000 fans here in Israel who would be very happy to buy it when it comes out. Daniela Cheslow, The World, Tel Aviv.
Now, that's a backstory. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for being with us.